You are going to listen to a discussion about an image of the two hosts of this year's Eurovision Song Contest. First, you will have 45 seconds to study the task below, then you will hear the recording twice. While listening, match the beginnings of the sentences, 1 to 8, with the sentence endings, A to K. There are two extra sentence endings that you should not use. Write your answers in the spaces provided. The first one, 0, has been done for you.
Welcome to today's discussion about the Eurovision Song Contest. It'll take place in Vienna this year and is famous for music, spectacle, and sometimes quite quirky performances. But recently, there has also been criticism. Let's talk about it.
Yes, Eurovision has always had a mix of styles, from serious songs to very unusual to downright ridiculous acts like Dustin the Turkey. The singer entered the stage in a rubber turkey costume, if you can remember. But now the focus is also on how people involved in the event are presented in the media, and what kind of message that sends.
Exactly. Especially the official photos of the hosts. Some people say they look like something from the 1990s. Not just in fashion, but in terms of gender stereotypes.
What do you mean by that?
Well, it's about body language and gender performance. The woman is shown with a slightly bent posture, her arms close to her body, almost as if she wants to appear small or shy. She looks as though she needs a man to do the job.
And in contrast, the man stands behind her in a very confident way. His posture is strong, almost protective, but also controlling. He even places his hand on her waist, which is quite an intimate gesture.
So the image tells a story without words.
Exactly. Body language can communicate power and roles. Here, the woman appears passive, while the man looks dominant and in control. He is supporting her, or, if you want to be very critical, it looks as if he owns her.
And that's where the criticism comes in. These kinds of images reflect traditional gender roles that many people today question. We have come so far. We have realized there are not just two sexes, two genders. There's so much more.
Especially considering events like Pride Month, which is also coming up soon, to be exact in June, which promote equality and challenge stereotypes.
Yes, that's the point. Eurovision is often seen as a symbol of diversity and inclusion. For instance, the Austrian singer Conchita Wurst, who won the ESC back in 2015, challenged this black-and-white idea of there is man and there is woman.
Yes, I remember Conchita sporting both a glamorous dress and a beard.
Exactly. This was such a clever comment on gender diversity. Or last year's winner, JJ, who uses the countertenor technique in his singing. This singing technique goes against the idea that high voices belong to women and low voices belong to men. But when the visual message feels old-fashioned, like in this picture, it contradicts what the ESC stands for.
Also, repeated images like this can make certain behaviours appear normal. For example, when a man touches a woman in a familiar or possessive way, it can suggest that this is acceptable or normal.
Even if that's not the intention.
Yes. That's why representation matters. Small details like posture or touch can influence how we understand relationships and power.
So the question is, should a modern event like Eurovision be more careful about the messages it sends?
A good question to end on. Thank you both for the discussion. Welcome to today's discussion about the Eurovision Song Contest. It'll take place in Vienna this year and is famous for music, spectacle, and sometimes quite quirky performances. But recently, there has also been criticism. Let's talk about it.
Yes, Eurovision has always had a mix of styles, from serious songs to very unusual to downright ridiculous acts like Dustin the Turkey. The singer entered the stage in a rubber turkey costume, if you can remember. But now the focus is also on how people involved in the event are presented in the media and what kind of message that sends.
Exactly. Especially the official photos of the hosts. Some people say they look like something from the 1990s. Not just in fashion, but in terms of gender stereotypes.
What do you mean by that?
Well, it's about body language and gender performance. The woman is shown with a slightly bent posture, her arms close to her body, almost as if she wants to appear small or shy. She looks as though she needs a man to do the job.
And in contrast, the man stands behind her in a very confident way. His posture is strong, almost protective, but also controlling. He even places his hand on her waist, which is quite an intimate gesture.
So the image tells a story without words.
Exactly. Body language can communicate power and roles. Here, the woman appears passive, while the man looks dominant and in control. He is supporting her, or, if you want to be very critical, it looks as if he owns her.
And that's where the criticism comes in. These kinds of images reflect traditional gender roles that many people today question. We have come so far. We have realized there are not just two sexes, two genders. There's so much more.
Especially considering events like Pride Month, which is also coming up soon, to be exact in June, which promote equality and challenge stereotypes.
Yes, that's the point. Eurovision is often seen as a symbol of diversity and inclusion. For instance, the Austrian singer Conchita Wurst, who won the ESC back in 2015, challenged this black-and-white idea of there is man and there is woman.
Yes, I remember Conchita sporting both a glamorous dress and a beard.
Exactly. This was such a clever comment on gender diversity. Or last year's winner, JJ, who uses the countertenor technique in his singing. This singing technique goes against the idea that high voices belong to women and low voices belong to men. But when the visual message feels old-fashioned, like in this picture, it contradicts what the ESC stands for.
Also, repeated images like this can make certain behaviours appear normal. For example, when a man touches a woman in a familiar or possessive way, it can suggest that this is acceptable or normal.
Even if that's not the intention.
Yes, that's why representation matters. Small details like posture or touch can influence how we understand relationships and power.
So the question is, should a modern event like Eurovision be more careful about the messages it sends?
A good question to end on. Thank you both for the discussion.